From KXEI Community Media, this is Research Matters.
I'm Bridget Thumm. Our guest today is a senior at the University of Arizona, majoring in biochemistry. Welcome to KXCI, Michael Foster. What are you studying with biochemistry? What's that like?
Biochemistry is really fun. I actually grew up on a small farm in the Cave Creek area. My mom had us raise like chickens from the egg, and like we had some donkeys that had babies and stuff like that. We had horses and stuff. So I've been seeing life all my life, and to be able to understand how it functions from like the very, very smallest functional level is fascinating.
What are you looking at right now?
I'm working at the Njardesen Group. It's a organic chemistry lab at UA. Our lab does a lot of stuff, but what I'm working in particularly is drug design to treat neurodegenerative diseases, Parkinson's disease in particular. The compound we're looking at is called apomorphine. Morphine is an opioid drug, as people know. Apo just means from. Apomorphine is not an opioid drug. It targets something different. It targets dopamine receptors, which are highly implicated in Parkinson's disease. This drug has been known to have action against Parkinson's for like 80 years. Normally, the way you make it is by boiling morphine in acid, and the structure rearranges, but that's a really bad way of making it. What we're mainly looking at is how do we get to this structure in such a way that we can modify it to act in a more efficient way, with less adverse side effects for treating Parkinson's.
When you boil something in water, mm-hmm. the molecules move faster and they loosen up and they like open and bloom and they get boiled. If you boil something in acid, what happens to the molecules?
Specifically, what happens with morphine is that the molecule rearranges to a configuration that's more stable, and there's things sticking off of morphine that can actually react with the acidic conditions.
It changes its actual shape.
Exactly. Yep. When morphine changes into apomorphine, it stops interacting with the opioid receptors in the body and is now able to interact with dopamine receptors and to limit the physiological effects of Parkinson's disease, like tremors.
When you were a kid, did you kind of just always know that you were going to be interested in biology and science?
Yeah, it's something that I always came back to. Like Arizona Science Center, I went there as often as possible. My mom got way too tired of taking me to see all the new exhibits and the programs that they do.
You know, lately a lot of us have been talking about artificial intelligence and AI. How do you think that's going to affect looking at these microscopic things?
It's really cool that you ask that, because you can draw out the structure on a piece of paper, but in the actual chemical setting, it's countless molecules, trillions of molecules colliding together in ways that you sometimes can't formulate just by drawing it. There's a long way to go before AI actually gets there, but yeah, that's definitely one of the forefronts of modern synthetic chemistry.
You've been listening to Research Matters from KXCI Community Radio. We've been speaking with Michael Foster from the University of Arizona. Thank you so much for joining us today, Michael.
Thank you so much for having me. It was fun talking about research stuff.
You just heard Research Matters. To hear more episodes, you can visit the program page at kxci.org.